Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Victoria Watson, and she is currently the stage director for the up-and-coming Gilbert and Sullivan's production of The Pirates of Penzance. Good day.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.
30 to 40 years of experience in the entertainment industry.
Absolutely. It sounds like a long time, doesn't it? I started very young. I was trained as a pianist originally, and then I trained as an opera singer. And I sang many years professionally in Melbourne, mainly, as an opera singer. And I did a lot of touring and got a really big range of experience. Even did a long run of My Fair Lady at one stage, understudying the famous Eliza Doolittle. So I got lovely experience as a performer in my early days.
And you also became a teacher.
Exactly. That sort of went side by side. I really enjoyed teaching, and I did a university degree in teaching. And I've always loved teaching singing in particular, and working with singers one-on-one. And I took that to university level, taught at Melbourne and Monash universities. And when I came up to Sydney about 20 years ago, I've worked quite a lot with universities up here and sort of specialised in that area, musical theatre and opera, and combining acting and singing at the same time. It's a fantastic challenge that I really enjoy.
And you also were a teacher, or you taught at the NIDA.
Yep, so part of my teaching responsibilities when I came to Sydney from Melbourne was to work with the first-year actors at the National Institute for Dramatic Art, and that was working on musical theatre skills. And all that sort of has added up to pointing me in the direction, finally, of actually directing my own production. I've done sort of small-scale things, directed cabaret shows, touring productions. I did a fantastic production a couple of years ago with a young group called Operantics. We did a full production of Mozart's Così fan tutte. But it was a whole new challenge when Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Sydney spoke to me and said, hey, what about a full-scale chorus opera with a big cast, with fantastic venues? And it's been an amazing challenge.
You are probably the most strictest or hardest director to work with because you can sing. Teach them to say you're a bit off tune or something like that.
Look, it's an added skill that I bring. I do sort of put my director hat on when I'm in rehearsal because we have a wonderful musical director, Enrod, and our assistant musical director, Edwin, is just fantastic on picking up all the details in the chorus and so forth. So I can actually have a little holiday, take off my teacher's hat and enjoy the challenges of opera directing, which is huge in itself because you've got to see the big picture when you're an opera director. You've got to see all the aspects, the set design, the lighting, the dancing, the acting. The singing is just sort of one part of it. And where I'm really lucky here is I've got the most amazing cast who already sing very well. All of our principal artists are highly trained opera singers. We've got quite a lot of experience between them. A couple of newbies who are astonishing and very skilled.
But is it difficult because for mm-hmm. them, because you are a singer as well,
yes.
And you know, you are able to relate to how they feel?
Yes. Absolutely. Look, to be honest, it's an advantage. I find it an advantage, and I think the singers do too. But I understand their challenges when they're singing and acting at the same time. I've done it all myself. I'm not there to be their singing teacher. They all have their own individual singing teachers, and they've all got fantastic approaches to the way that they sing. So what I'm able to do is extend them in the dramatic sense as a director. So I ask them to think more about character, about how they move, how they interact with each other on stage, about how they tell the story, about humour, how they make the show funny, because we mustn't forget Pirates of Penzance is hilarious. It's a really funny show.
It's like the Pirates of the Caribbean, but on stage, isn't it?
Yeah, and with a lot more jokes. I mean, it's wonderfully joyous music. Arthur Sullivan's score is just fantastic. We're approaching it in the traditional way without microphones. It's not like the Pirate show that was performed on Broadway, which is the same music but performed in a more sort of contemporary amplified way. So what we're doing is using trained singers who can project their voices over the orchestra without microphones. So we're also playing fantastic venues where that's possible. We've got access to this wonderful theatre at Shaw School, and it's got great acoustics, and we're able to perform in that acoustic way, which I think an audience finds very exciting because you get that that visceral or body experience from hearing voices without the amplification in between.
You must have a very powerful cast to be able to pull it out.
Absolutely. We've got some amazing singers. We've got a couple of guys playing the Pirate King, for instance, which is a really central role. Chris Lewis has got international experience as a singer, and Roy Struthers is a really up-and-coming young baritone who'll be doing a couple of performances as well. And throughout the cast, we've got people who've really studied hard with their singing and their acting, and they're using this also as a springboard for their further career development in many cases. And then in one case, we've got a young fellow where I have been able to use my singing teaching connection because I suggested that he audition. He's a student of mine, and that's young Toby Page, and he's a student at Redlands in Cremorne, Redlands School. And he has been a real standout at that school as a performer, and he auditioned for the police sergeant, and the company were knocked out by him, and he's going to be a big star of the show. He's got a very natural bass voice, which is extremely rare. And I'm very excited that it'll be his debut with an adult company.
Apart from being a singer, an actor, a teacher, a stage director, you are also social media savvy.
I sure am. I love social media.
You run a Facebook page that is followed by thousands from all over the world by artists.
Look, this is the miracle of social media. One of my students put me onto it a few years ago, about 5 years ago, and I started up this page really just to join my friends together in a celebration of great singing. And I called it Bel Canto, which in Italian, of course, means beautiful singing. And it also refers to a specific type of training that you do when you sing without microphones so that your voice will project in a natural way and sound very beautiful. So I started it out just with a bunch of friends, and I now have it's a very large group. I'm trying to remember how many I've got. I haven't checked recently, but it's certainly up around the 15,000 mark, I think. And that's all over the world. Russia is a big follower. The Russians love my page, and I make sure I put out lots of info about singers there. But, you know, my core interest on that page is to support Australian artists who are performing all over the world, here in Sydney, in Melbourne, in London, wherever they are. And it's a way of networking them all together through the page as well. And it's been an absolute joy to work on that over the years.
As they say, anybody can sing or anybody can carry a tune.
Yeah.
But does it really take someone specific to be able to sing with a powerful voice? Or are you able to do that by training?
Look, some people do have natural voices, and I'd say young Toby Page has a natural bass voice, which is an absolute gift, and that's fairly unusual. But he's also trained very hard. Even though he's a young fellow, he's done 2 years of intensive training with me, and that means he's learned about breathing, voice projection. He practices daily exercises to develop the strength and projection in his voice without ever pushing. Because the trouble is, if you learn with a pushing method or a forcing method, your voice actually doesn't last very long and you don't sing very beautifully. So it's a very important process for a singer. And I actually teach a lot of music theatre singers as well who do perform with microphones. And I actually believe that the same technique applies all right the way through, because I want my singers to be able to sing for their whole lives and not to, have problems with their vocal health, which can happen with a lot of pop singers. It's pretty current in the news these days that pop singers struggle from time to time with really major vocal health issues. So my big job as a teacher is to make sure that doesn't happen.
So as a teacher, what would your advice be to aspiring singers?
Well, one of the best things you can do is go out and join a choir. Get out there and start singing, Don't just sing to the walls, and join something like Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Sydney, because we don't do an official audition process for the chorus. You can just join in. We have a listen to you, and we just place you in the voice part that's suitable. We've got all sorts of people from all, different parts of the community, different backgrounds who are in our chorus. And then it's the solo parts where we audition and we require voices with training, because they're going to be singing solo over an orchestra. So they really need that training. And I'd say to anyone interested in doing that, get out and find yourself a good singing teacher and practice.
So hard work.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah. Singing classical style without microphones does require, it's like an athletic pursuit. You really do have to train. Your voice and your breathing has to be really fine-tuned. Otherwise, you do end up injuring your voice, even if you have a very fine instrument to start with. So we're really watching that, you know, with young students and certainly all the soloists that you'd hear in the Pirates of Penzance are going to be really well trained. And I think the chorus actually pick up a lot along the way too. They learn a lot about singing from people like me and Rod and Edwin, who are guiding them along when they sing the chorus material.
So the Pirates of Penzance from the 29th of September in Sydney.
Yep. That's right, at Shaw School, a fantastic venue.
Thank you very much, Victoria Watson from the Pirates of Penzance.
It's okay, bye.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.